There's a new cuisine in town. A glass of wine, a cup of coffee, and if you're like me, a glass of smoothie. With Signals, served on Lagos Talks 91.3 every Saturday at 10 a.m. Your mind will dream again.
It's midnight. You're on an important call. Suddenly you hear...
You have 1 minute remaining.
You quickly check your wallet. And there's no cash. What if you could recharge without cash and even get some bonus? No on credit? No problem. Recharge your MTN line by downloading my MTN NG app or dial *904# to buy airtime directly from your bank account anytime, any day and enjoy a 15% bonus on every recharge. Yes, it's that easy. MTN, what are we doing today?
There's a new cuisine in town. A glass of wine, a cup of coffee, and if you're like me, a glass of smoothie. With Signals, served on Lagos Talks 91.3 every Saturday at 10 a.m. Your mind will dream again.
Signals on 91.3 Lagos Talks. My name is Adeyemi Oshodi. This morning, we'll go straight to Signals Marketplace, where we pitch and sell in 30 seconds. Your name, your location, what are you selling, what's special about your products and service, and how can we reach you? Your WhatsApp line is fine. The numbers to call is 0809-191-3913. 0809-234-5913. 0809-234-5913. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Your name?
My name is Susu Mubarak from Victoria Island.
Are we selling this morning?
Yes, I'm into really excellent property.
Okay, so how can we reach you?
081
mm-hmm.
68
mm-hmm.
36 34 69.
You want to call it again?
081
mm-hmm.
68 36 34 69.
Thank you. A Signals Marketplace, your name, your location, what are you selling, what's special about your product, what's unique about your product, and how can we reach you? And remember that if you want to call on behalf of someone, your friend, your spouse, your sister, your brother, now is the time to do so. 0151519 13 or 0151509 13. A Signals Marketplace, where we pitch, where we sell our market, our goods. 30 seconds. 0151519 13 0150913 or 0809-234-5913. Hello, good morning. Hello. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Your name, where are you calling us from?
Yeah, my name is Eric Osemene.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a caregiver. I take care of elderly people in their domiciliary.
Okay. So,
and my WhatsApp number is 081
mm-hmm.
60
mm-hmm.
76
mm-hmm.
85
mm-hmm. Hello.
Repeat again.
Yes.
I repeat. 081
mm-hmm.
60
mm-hmm.
76
mm-hmm.
85 mm-hmm. 18.
Thank you. Signals Marketplace, 0809-191-3913 or 0809-222. That's two in three places. 0913. 0809-234-5913. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. Please speak up.
Good morning.
Good morning. Your name and where you calling us from?
My name is Wisdom. I'm coming from Sydney, Lagos.
Okay, what is Wisdom selling?
Yeah, I'm into corporate work. I'm sales back and I'm selling also.
Okay.
Yeah. So, my contact is 0982-91413.
Thank you. No, it's just one. And then I couldn't even hear what you were selling. So for selling our products, you know the way our mothers used to shout in the market, come and buy what they are selling, even if it's soap, bag, please, less you're selling and everybody wants to hear you. So do me a favor, call us 0809-234-5913 or 0809-191-3913. You're calling me and you're telling me your name, where you're calling us from, that's your location, what are you selling, that's your product and your business and your service, and how can we reach you, your WhatsApp line is fine. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Please reduce the volume of your radio set.
Yeah, I've done that.
Okay. Your name?
I'm from Spotify, my bad, but not the one for one,
okay.
I'm interested in cleaning the thing. Like, I have palm, manual panel. We have also window cleaners and also the food and vacuum machine as well. My WhatsApp number is 0708-68-1189.
That number is not complete. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Your name and where are you calling us from?
My name is Damien. I'm calling from Lagos.
Okay.
We're into water treatment.
Ah. Oh, that Damien. You will not call next week, you.
What did you say?
Go ahead, but you will not call next week. It's almost as if I'm giving water treatment every day.
We install water treatment plants for water companies. That produce bottled water and sachet water.
Okay.
We also install treatment plants for homes and offices.
So how can we reach you?
You can reach me on 081-310-73633.
Thank you. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Your name and where you calling us from?
My name is Hawa Suleiman.
Okay.
I'm into event planning and decoration.
Okay.
We are located in Sunil. We have an intimate event space where weather showers, baby showers, all sorts of intimate events as one more than 30 guests takes place. So what's unique about us is the fact that when you book our studio for your event, you don't pay extra for decoration. It comes pre-decorated. You can be reached on 080-999-00585.
Thank you. Signals Marketplace, your name, your location, what are you selling, what's special about your product and service, and how can we reach you? Your WhatsApp line is fine. The numbers to call is 0809-234-5913 or 0809-222, that's two in three places, 0913 or 01-515-1913. Signals Marketplace. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, your name is...
Good morning.
Please reduce the volume of your radio set.
I'll reduce it.
Go ahead, please.
This is Tika. I'm a fashion designer.
Okay.
I've been strong on the state. Make different kinds of wears, red made, ready to wear, bridal wear, chicken, kids wear. And my contact, my, you can reach from my WhatsApp 081-7190.
call your number again.
081 71 90 58 66.
Thank you. Signals Marketplace 0809-234-5913 or 01-5151-913 or 01-5150-913. Signals Marketplace. Hello, good morning. Please, when you're going to call, reduce the radio so that it's making noise. My head is saying, oh, so just reduce the volume of your radio set so that we can sell, right? So 0809-234-5913. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Bobby, and I'm calling from Lagos.
Quadri.
Bobby.
Okay. Quadri, yeah. Please.
So, I'm an urban farmer, so I can teach you how to grow your food at home, from yam to cucumber, cabbage, pepper, tomatoes, rice at your room.
Okay.
Yes, my number, which is my WhatsApp number, is 08096 74 72 71.
Thank you. That's cute. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, madam.
Good morning, sir. Please, there is noise in the environment that you are in. Please call me back. 0809-234-5913. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Your name, where are you calling us from?
Yeah, I'm calling from Lagos. My name is Sulaiman.
Okay.
My business name is S.A. Bino.
Okay.
I'm into electronics, selling television, home theater, CD, AC, washing machine.
Okay.
And servicing is also. Mm-hmm. I also do a home delivery. I also do a home servicing.
Okay, so how can we reach you? Your number?
This is my WhatsApp number, 080 99
61
09 91. And I have another number too, 070
okay.
61 99 4479.
Thank you. It's one number. It's one number. One number. 0151-51913 or 0151-50913. It signals marketplace where we pitch and sell in 30 seconds. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Your name, where are you calling us from?
Yeah, my name is Akambi. I'm calling from Magboro.
Okay.
We are into roofing. We roof up now type of aluminium and step ties and long span aluminium roofing. We also attend to roof leakage. My number is 080-331-96431.
Thank you. 009. We have 1 minute to go, so 0809-191-3913 or 0809-222, that's two in three places, 0913. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling on the line with my husband.
That's cool. Your name?
My name is Fumilayo.
Okay, Fumilayo, where are you calling us from?
From Songo, the place.
Okay, what are we selling?
It's in its up-to-90 solution.
Okay.
It's in repair of phones, laptops, charger, phone and batteries. It's located at Songo.
Okay, so how can we reach you?
WhatsApp number is 081-44-82-50-19.
Thank you. Thank you for selling on behalf of your husband. Now, it's one more call before we wrap up this segment. 0809-191-3913. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Please reduce the volume of your radio set.
Yes, I'll put it up.
Okay. Your name and where are you calling us from?
My name is Oluwa. I'm calling from Kerawo.
Okay.
I'm calling on behalf of my wife. She's a Quechua and the business in the Kendalto, and she makes the best of dishes and pastries. Our number is 081-211-1873.
Thank you.
For birthday parties and surprise food for food palace for your loved ones. Thank you.
That's it for Signals Marketplace. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
There's a new cuisine in town. A glass of wine, a cup of coffee, and if you're like me, a glass of smoothie. With Signals, served on Lagos Talks 91.3 every Saturday at 10 a.m. Your mind will dream again.
Welcome back to Signals on 91.3 Lagos Talks. This morning, we are finished Signals Marketplace, so Signals Marketplace will continue next week, Saturday, God willing. This morning, we'll be looking at beating poverty. How do we beat poverty? I have someone interesting with me this morning. She is the profile is plenty, so let's just be confessing small. So I will sort of do summary. Somebody who I met within the week, I was recommending. I said, "Oh, so you need to have this person." I said, "Okay, so it's all right. We'll beat this poverty this one because we need to beat." Even me, when I was giving the topic, I was laughing. But what are you up to? Now, she is a business strategist, personal finance specialist, passionate about helping people and businesses making informed decisions that would lead to sustainable growth, productivity, and wellness. Our industry experience cuts across software development, project management, business and product development, strategic thinking, finance, and estate planning. Even as I'm reading it, she's very happy. So she's unapologetic. She's not saying sorry. She's unapologetic partner and advocate in driving the UN SDG addressing goals on poverty, no poverty, zero hunger, good health and well-being, quality education, gender equality, decent work and economic growth, and reduce inequalities. Now, she currently is the manager and programs directorate at ProShare Foundation, a non-for-profit organization creating innovative tools to drive the mastery of personal finance principles hinged on the concept of creating, managing, and multiplying of wealth, while also driving conversations, interventions, and disruptions around financial literacy matters. Well, if she's not doing that, she's open to partnerships and collaborations, and she volunteers on various projects that drives inclusivity, personal growth, wellness, nation building, women empowerment, and intentional living. Now, while I was having a conversation with her and I was taking note, and we kept talking about finance, how people don't understand what they can do even with the funds that they have, and she just kept talking and I was just taking note. So I would advise that while we are having this conversation, take a pen and paper and let's start scribbling, because it's almost like anytime you hear finance, you know, it's almost like a mini masterclass this morning. So I have with me Adeola Sulaimon. Welcome to Signals.
Thank you. It's so good to be here.
Yep. Now, we're talking this morning, beating poverty. I'm sure that when I told you that it was beating poverty, what was going through your mind? Tell me.
You're starting from the very, 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 very top, which is, of course, I mean, that's the interest of everyone. Everybody wants to beat poverty, especially in a time like now, you know, when people are struggling so much and you just feel like you're working and
they're not seeing money.
Exactly. You still can make ends meet. So, I mean, it's a subject for the now. So, yes.
Okay. So, we're talking about beating poverty. How do we even start? Where do we start from? How do we beat this? There's poverty of the mind, there's financial poverty. So let's see, which one are we tackling first? Are we tackling financial poverty?
Everything, actually.
Okay, so what would it be for you? Because you were having a lot of conversations about the removed subsidy. A lot of people don't understand what...
Absolutely. So that's almost the end. So in order for us to beat poverty, I am always saying to people that poverty is beyond money.
Okay.
You understand? And money is the tool. But poverty is a mindset, and in order to understand how to beat poverty, you need to even understand where you are, you know, are you financially literate? It is only when you have knowledge and understanding that you can act on that allows you to either make money, manage money, or multiply money. So if you do not have these tools, if you do not have this understanding, it would almost feel like you're chasing a mirage, and you keep, you know, so I mean, I always say to people that making money is not the problem.
Oh, but you don't have to make the money.
No, but really, you know that some people make money by the time they look through their statement of account and they see what comes into their account for a month, they're like, I can't believe I made this kind of money month.
And where did it go to?
Exactly. So the problem is not so much how to make money. The problem is how to manage and multiply money. Because you see, making money alone does not address poverty issues. It doesn't. It is managing and then multiplying that money that addresses poverty, and that's how you can build wealth. So my question is, what is your belief system about money?
Okay. So we need to address the belief system. But you know, that belief system is quite tricky. Because picture somebody who we've worked the whole month and we've gathered money and burdened their bills. It's almost as if I make this money. You know, we all start out like, I want to make money, and I don't want to suffer. Now, for a child who has seen the parents have to struggle, they don't want to do that any longer.
Sure.
My people do not want to do that any longer. Then they now amass the wealth, they now amass the money. But then it goes to black tax, it goes to debt, it goes to a lot of things. And I'm like, what am I working for?
True.
I had somebody talk to me this morning, like, please, sis. She told me, like, when my cousin said, madam, you are struggling, see, it's tough life. I said, I don't understand. and it was sort of encouraging, right? And she was like, you know, we're not, because 4 years to come, she has struggled. She has taken care of everybody, but where's the money? And she doesn't want to leave that any longer. And I'm like, okay, where's this madam going to? And I realized that a lot of other people, too, we've created that money, we've worked for the money. And then we can't see it. Why? Because now you're tackling belief. I want to make money.
True.
And there's this song, I want to make all of those money. But then I cannot even see it. Is that a belief system, or is it my spending habits?
Exactly. You see, belief system is, a lot of us have belief systems that we have no idea that we picked up from our money influencers. That's either our parents, our guardians, the first people who introduced us to money. So I'll give you a practical example. Someone from the north, a northern woman, I mean, let's say middle, upper class, has no idea what it means to work for money on the average.
Okay.
If you come down south here.
Ah, we like money.
There is this mindset of do business, do that. If you go to the eastern part of the country, now that's cultural and that's also a belief system. I'll give you another practical example of what people pick up but they don't know. A woman says, my money is my money. My husband's money is our money. Gender. It's a belief system.
It's a strong
belief system. It's a strong belief system. So a woman in that situation, she starts to earn money and then she feels, okay, you know what? I've got the liberty to spend my money anyhow. So she goes shopping, she's depressed, she goes shopping, she does retail therapy. She feels, okay, you know what? There's this Louis Vuitton bag I can buy for $100,000. Let me buy it. She's not thinking tomorrow. Mm-mm. She's not thinking investment, so to say. She's not thinking of a whole lot of things for someone on the financial wellness spectrum. Do you understand? So, again, it's a belief system. She doesn't even understand that she has that belief system. Another one, firstborns. Firstborns have been told, you know what, you're responsible for everybody else.
Throw us under the bus.
You don't know how to say no.
Oh. I like what you're going to. In terms of firstborn, they sort of tell you that it's compulsory. I don't know what happened, right? And it buttresses the belief system. So I was young, firstborn, quite all right. And then your parents will tell you this. I remember telling my parents, that everybody has two hands and two legs. They
absolutely
should work.
Absolutely.
Now, I realize that, because I used to read early, there was this story about a young woman who, and that informed my decision, that she was trade was women of the night, right? She was a prostitute. And she used all the monies from that trade to send her siblings to school. And when it was time for her to begin to reap from her siblings that she had sent, they all told her, we did not send you a message. I think from that day that I'm sure I was a teenager when I read that story.
It changed
the entire, still tomorrow. If my father is asking how you see, I said that they have two hours and two legs. They can't understand because I'm like, I'm not ready to be nobody. Because I didn't know what it was, but now in hindsight, I'm like, okay, but that was so much responsibility to me.
Absolutely. I mean, and you, again, I have no issues about people wanting to help. I mean, it's a cultural thing.
Well, you're telling me one girl that because it's first, but she should take care of her
family.
But that's the reality of some people.
Exactly. Some families, that's just the reality.
That's the reality.
But what I say to people is, you must understand, first of all, what are your financial goals? It's not enough for you to say you want to make money.
How do we change the belief system before, you know,
absolutely, absolutely. Okay, so you need to sit down. You need to ask yourself certain questions. What do I know about money? How do I relate with money? What am I thinking? Is my thinking helping me make money? Or is it deterring me from making money? Some people, there are religious belief systems. I don't even want to go there because that's a bit complicated, you know. And it's very, some people might find it offensive, you know. And you need to just ask yourself these questions.
Wait. I'm troublesome, but just in a very good way. Now, what belief system in terms of money, if you look at it religious, tell me one.
Okay, so your church, I'm a Christian, so let me speak as a Christian. Your church expects you to make certain amount of money. Sometimes some people can back it scripturally.
Okay, tight. It's a tight issue.
Outside of tight, I mean, you have first fruits, you have all sorts.
So
you're saying to yourself, okay, at the beginning of the year, you make your financial projections. These are my financial goals for the year and all that. Again, it's your belief system. If it works for you, it's all good. But it is important to be very realistic. Okay. Your financial life is yours. It's nobody's. And you need to make decisions that would help you grow yourself, your loved ones, your family, whatever. Because you see, people do not understand that your financial decisions transcend to other parts of your life. So I don't teach financial freedom. Financial freedom is the last
stage,
and not many people are able to get to that level. Financial wellness, which affects your health, your spirituality, your mental state, and is what you need to know. They are the principles you need to imbibe that will lead you to financial freedom. You understand? So I always tell people, if you're, again, belief system, some people are money hoarders. Because they grew up in a house where unknowingly they picked up their mom saving money so much, even when she has money, or their dad, even when they have money, they say, sorry, no money. They save because they are afraid of not having money. So you grow up, you start working, and you can't even spend money on yourself. So what happens? You probably end up falling ill, so you have to take that money to hospital to take care of yourself. See belief system. See how it
needs sorts up in future.
Exactly.
Okay, so how then do we begin to demystify belief system? Because whatever affects your beliefs literally affects everything.
True.
Right.
True.
And so how then do I begin to say that, or anybody listening to us, is okay, so this is my belief system. Some of us, we are charity. Some of us are not charity. Some of us don't know how to save. How do we now, how do we have our own, now that we have grown, or now that we're beginning to hustle for our own money, how then do we begin to say, okay, so this is my own belief system, money? Tell us.
Okay, good. So I like that question. So first of all, you start with, what are your financial goals? If you're in your 20s, there are financial expectations for you to, I mean, don't put yourself under any pressure. Some people say that in Nigeria, where people have all sorts of narrative, the idea is make money, be looking at your bank account in terms of just have 10 million or 20 million, whatever. Just be looking at, as long as you see zeros, that's the Nigeria's idea of making money. But beyond that, you are 20 to 30s, there are certain things. So do you have your insurance? Do you have like a life insurance? That's something you need to start. Do you have HMO? Do you have emergency savings? Emergency savings is having like times 6 of what you currently earn. In the event that anything happens to you, you lose your job, you have a medical emergency, money that is not tied in investment. So quickly, I tell people that there is a 50-30-20 rule, basic, of personal finance. 50% goes to your needs. It is very important. Your needs are your housing, education, maybe for kids, your food, your insurance, your medicals. Those are basics that you need to live everyday life. Now your 30% goes to, you want to pay back any loan, because you don't have money if you're in debt. You don't. Honestly, I don't care what people are saying. You don't have no money if you are owing people. Let us break this table. You can't be looking at millions in the account, except if you're doing business.
Okay.
And there is a strategic plan to taking that loan. But there is also a payback strategy. That's very important. But you can't be owing people money. You cannot not have paid your rent, or paid your children's school fees, or have a health insurance, and say that you have savings. Okay. That doesn't make sense.
So, indirectly, what you're saying is, we should clear all the debts that we are having.
Your needs, first of all.
Okay.
Your wants, which is 30%. Again, you can't be saving in an unintentional way. Let me put it like that. Okay. I like to teach, again, psychologically, it's been proven that when you have targeted savings, it works better. You're more committed. Oh, you want to travel, so you start saving towards it. You want to buy a car, you start saving towards it. You won't just wake up one day and say, I'm tired, let me just go and do lau with my money. Jonathan, because you know, and then you won't put yourself under any pressure.
But you know, speaking of pressure, I think I saw something yesterday about peer pressure. You know, when we're growing up, they say, okay, don't be under peer pressure. Now, as adults, there is an intense peer pressure.
Especially now,
where, God help you, you have a car or you don't have a car, you humor hair, makeup, and it's almost as if we are now
competing.
Yeah. And
well, I mean,
it's a lot of peer pressure,
no doubt, a lot. So
how do we handle it?
You have to find yourself in all this. my sister, because if you live in a city like Lagos,
in a city like
Lagos,
as giddy with you,
you will be there are so many emotionally and mentally drained people who have put themselves under some pressure because they think XYZ cares. You know the truth, the sad truth.
Nobody
cares.
It's okay.
Nobody.
But the peer pressure
is real.
Is real, and you're looking at somebody has this you don't have, and you're wondering, and that's why we have, I think, almost like the crime rate is going up because everybody's trying to meet.
Very true.
I'm coming first. It's signals on because I saw something. But hold on. It signals on 91.3. We're talking beating poverty. How do we beat poverty? I have with me Adeola Sulaimon. If you have questions, comment. Send us a WhatsApp message on 0809-234-5913, or you can call us 0809-191-3913. WhatsApp is 0809-234-5913. We're currently live streaming on YouTube, and it's Young Cerebral. So YOUNGCEREBRAL. If you have questions, comment. Now, I saw something.
Yep.
Speaking of, is it peer pressure or religion? There's a lady who had, and I saw it online. There's a lady who had like a 10 million, and so she was torn between giving her pastor, and I'm glad we're Christian, so giving her pastor the money to pray for her for marriage, or she has a business and then she was torn between give pastor the 10 million or give or start my business, and everybody went marriage. Your facial expression is not nice. but here's the thing, that people put under pressure, the young ladies put under pressure for marriage, and like, give us money, we'll pray for you for marriage. So how do we shock them with
I mean, she has defined her priority, or rather, she knows what her priority is, but she better understand that it's I mean, she would be the one to bear the consequence of whatever her choices are. I mean, if you invest that 10 million, the rewards are yours. If you get a husband, because you see, getting a husband is one step. Getting a good husband is another step.
And getting a great husband
is progression.
Now, for people who have money's lying around, you know, no shade, right? But Nigerians are very, we like, if I put my money yet,
or magic happening.
Yeah, so because people have money. When MMM crashed, when some schemes crashed, I was wondering, when you want to come? So how then do we say, okay, instead of that MMM shock Nigerians?
But a lot of people also made money from it.
Yes, they did. But you know that if we are told the same set of people that come and invest in XYZ, you'll reap this reward, but it will take you a while. You know, they will not answer.
Exactly.
So why?
Okay, so this is also back to the narrative of get money or die trying. That's the narrative out there. Everybody from artists singing to people out there teaching prosperity, they just tell you get money.
And die trying,
and that's the problem.
Or don't come home,
Or even parents in some cultures. You understand? There's that pressure.
Why? I think why that pressure? That pressure is killing.
Well, because again, it's a societal thing. We're a communal nation. Okay. We are family driven. We're not like Western world that are isolated people, you understand? So you want to be with family, you can be in your family, you see this one suffering,
you want to help.
Exactly. So when people understand financial wellness, then they know that in your 40s there are certain gambles, financial gambles you don't take. Do you understand?
We sink.
Exactly. You don't take that kind of gamble because, number one, you can fall ill. Number two, you can be laid off suddenly and your earning power reduces. You won't be able to make as much. I'm not talking business now, or if
people are being
agile, you can't make that kind of money. So What we say to people is, in your 40s, 50s, close to retirement, there are certain instruments that you should put your money to multiply. But guess what? If you if you have a very good mastery of financial literacy, or you're very financial literate, you will know that investment starts from like in your 20s.
Okay.
In fact, if you're fortunate enough to get out of school and get into the labor market from like 21, start investing. 5,000 today. I mean, we have so many instruments where you can invest as little as that in a secure fund. Do you understand? And it's guaranteed. The interest is not so much. It's not astronomical. But I mean, wealth is a drop today, a drop tomorrow, consistently. Because there is also compound interesting. So the little drop, smart savings, okay, is what builds wealth.
Saving is what builds wealth. Exactly. Hello, good morning. Hello. Okay. Please do call us back or send us a WhatsApp message on 0809-234-5913 or 0809-191-3913, or you can call us 0809-222, that's two in three places, 0913. We're talking, it's not Tokyo, we're talking between poverty. Hello, good morning. Hello. Yes, we can.
This is Malik speaking.
Okay, Malik. Malik, don't look for my trouble like you looked for my trouble last week.
I will not look for your trouble.
Go ahead.
I want to say something to the lady in the studio.
Yes, please.
You know when you talk about pressure?
Yes.
I don't believe in pressure.
Okay.
It's like you want to do something, I say somebody made me to do it. No. You choose to do it.
Ah. Malik.
You choose to do it.
Okay.
I'm telling you the truth. What is pressure? You choose to buy the phone that is almost 1 million naira, and your mother is in a rented apartment. You don't have a house. And you'll be paying the phone next 2 months.
That's misplaced.
You guarantee your money.
Okay. Thank you, Malik.
Yeah.
What is talking about is misplaced priorities. But here's the thing. You know, you talked about pressure. Malik is saying, and for a lot of other people too, within Malik's perspective, are saying that. And you can't blame them. You see somebody with iPhone 14.
Because you see, I agree with Malik.
Okay.
Absolutely. I mean.
But, you know, I'm fine, right? But there's some people that you have to package.
You can't. You don't have to. That's what I'm saying. See, it is allowed for you to be frivolous, but you must get your priorities right. And that's where the 50-30-20 rule comes. You see, that 30% goes to your wants. Because again, I always say that you must be realistic. You can't be working so hard and not be able to take certain frivolities for yourself.
Okay.
I want to buy a lovely bag.
Mm.
The point is, I must budget towards it.
Okay.
Do you understand? So yes, you can have the luxuries that you want. But again, if you have a very expensive lifestyle, I always say that you have to be ready to ensure that you have multiple streams of income to feed that habit that you have. Keep yourself working. It's not a problem. But as long as the money is, you can't be spending money that is not there. Because that's where the problem is. You now start borrowing money. You borrow money to pay your rent. So you borrow money to pay for your needs.
Okay, somebody sent a message, and I'm going to read it.
Okay.
Olamide says some people are the cause of their own problems that lead them to poverty. For example, childbearing above your capacity. Can we really change that?
Oh yeah.
Family planning.
Yeah.
But for some people, they don't have the family planning. But those are the general excuses.
Absolutely. See, you cannot start thinking of wealth if you don't understand what budgeting is. It is tedious, maybe. It is not sexy, maybe. But it is necessary. If you're a single person, you must sit down and do the work. Okay. How much is my rent? First of all, what are you worth? How much are you worth? Per hour. You know, if we were living abroad, that's how you would charge. Yes. They pay you per hour. So imagine that Nigeria does that system where we pay per hour. How much are you actually worth per hour? When you know that's based on your skills and all that, what you currently earn. So you know that, okay, per hour, if I work for 1 hour, I make 1,000 naira. Right? So you know that, okay, at the end of every month, this is what comes to you. You have your house rent and all that. You don't start looking at your house rent as something you need to start looking for 10 million in bulk. You have 12 months to pay for your house rent, right?
Yeah, but in this economy...
But you see, you have to be strategic. The economy is not smiling on anybody. And if we keep using that as excuse, we will just keep getting into trouble. And do you know how many people are dying every day because of depression?
Yeah.
At the root of it is financial matters. At the root, marriages are not working. Go and check. It's money.
It's money.
So people need to get it right. No, you can't have a family and say that you are not going to have a budget. How? You must have a budget. Even your kids should be involved in doing a budget. I mean, I would expect that at this time. Yes, everybody says, oh, what I went through, I don't want my kids to go through it. But guess what? We are raising a generation that is entitled and does not understand the value of money.
Work. And then the value of work.
Yeah. So if I say to my child, okay, every day you take 3 Capri Suns, I'm going to reduce it to 2 or 1.
One.
There is savings on that. We can use it for something else. It's for the benefit of everybody. It's a phase. Again, I mean, you're compromising now for the future.
But then some people will say that, so we are now, when is later? You know, we always say future. When is future?
Okay. Future is when when your earning capacity has reduced, actually. Again, you see, when you have your financial goals, some people will tell you, at 40, I want to retire. So if you're 20, 25, you're not making plans towards that. Or again, you can't blame some people, Shao. They're waiting for someone to give them oil well. They just get a call. You have oil well today. But guess what?
It's not all of us that have connection. I'm coming first. Hello, good morning.
Oshu, you don't allow me to finish.
Not Binu. Go ahead.
Oshobi, there is something people forget about. It's very simple. I have friends that were friends of secondary school. We met in university. We are done. Then in school, they have more than I do. But I manage what I have. But now, I have roof over my head, but they don't have. Because I choose to plan and understand life. The worst thing to talk about a human being is to tell yourself why. I don't have that money to rent out in Lekki. But if I should make 20 million, I hope to rent out in Lekki. What is my income? How will I pay? We don't ask that question because we want to be among the big boys. When you need to take life, the penalty is waiting for you. Like I tell girls, before you get married to any man, does he have a roof over his head? He might not own the roof. Does he have a roof over his head? Is he squatting with his friend and you said I love him?
He has broken the table. Fire.
Shattered the extra table that we are on. Anyway, the numbers to call if you have questions is 009-234-5913. Send us a WhatsApp message, 009-234-5913, or you can call us 0809-191-3913. Now, before, I was still talking. He's not talking. I don't know what's going on.
Maybe you need to go to Turkey.
Okay, we're still discussing beating poverty. But here's the thing, right? In all of the things that we have spoken about, what does it mean to plan? And let's take an example of, I have 5K. How do I plan in 5K? Because it's really from the little. I know that some business owners too, by the time money is come, everything is gone. You're seeing the money, but you know it's already gone. And you still have to do right by people. How then, as a single person, how then as a wife, how then as a spouse and and kids, 5,000 naira. How do we even plan with 5,000 naira? Because it really starts from that. You talked about little drops.
Mm. A budget.
I've come first. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I'm calling you from Ikorodu.
Okay, Samad.
Ola.
Okay, Ola, welcome to the program.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, somebody called in now and was like asking a man, does he have a roof over his head?
Yes.
Does he do this or that? The one mistake we make is, and that's the same mistake that our guests are making, like misleading them today. They need a man that has car, a better house. So they don't even care how you get the money, and this is misleading them also. Now, I had nothing, and we built something together with my wife. We don't live in Lekki, we live in Ikorodu, but we are comfortable. And when she married me, I had nothing, but I had vision. And she believed in that vision, and we walked towards that vision, and we build an empire with it.
Thank you.
It's not a must a man should have everything before you advise a lady to marry him.
Okay.
Once the man has visions, in fact, a man might even have something and may not have visions. And what he has might still die at the end of the day. The vision is what is important.
Okay.
Thank How about the man that has the roof over his head and is a young one?
Okay. Ella, thank you. Now, what do you think?
Okay, so that's I think that's very individualistic. That's okay. A choice that people need to make. I'm not I don't belong to
it was addressing what Malik was saying. Malik, don't come back, don't come back.
I mean, I don't belong to the school of thought that says that one size fits all, that a certain narrative should fit all. There are some women, considering where they are coming from, they can't be with a startup guy. And you can't blame them for it. I'll give you a story. I used to know a lady who, she's the first of 8 kids. Grassroots, proper grassroots. Now, she met a guy who was asking her out. The guy, well, the guy was professing love and all that. But she asked the guy one question and she said, can I speak Yoruba?
Yes, you know what I mean? I'll translate.
She ole gbebukatami. Because I'm the first child.
Again, that
cultural pressure. Exactly.
Pressure.
She had a single mom, you know, and her mom was looking up to her to help her train the younger ones.
That's a lot exactly. of intense, massive pressure.
Too much. I mean, she was working, she was schooling, she went to the university, she was working, she barely had
time.
The guy will complain or I'm trying to say, and she was like, you don't even understand where I am coming from.
And that's a lot
from.
Of people's reality.
And you know, the guy spoke to me. She's younger than I am, and you know, he came to me to complain and all that. And initially when I called her, I was like, are you trying to be materialistic? And then she said, when she finished talking, even me, I said, even me, I've learnt. And she said that she always knew that she was going to end up marrying a much more grown-up person.
Who can understand?
Number one, who could play that father role for her. And who would not see her burdens as a liability.
Okay, preach.
So, I mean,
people are coming from
different backgrounds. And you can't really, yes, we know that there are some that try to make it, you know, like their day job. But some people truly have genuine reasons why they make the choices that they make. And you can't fault
no,
them.
You can't.
You really can't.
Kids.
You can't.
That's, and then the,
No, you can't. Where is the young guy, the young man going to start from? Mm. One day he will just be like,
straight.
Honestly. And you won't even be able to blame him.
No, and for me is, I can't understand why. I look at young ladies.
Mm.
Now, this is not a gender war. Is please go and work.
Yeah.
Go
sell pure water if you need to
go
just
and work.
Earn money.
Just earn money. It's yeah. There's nothing like earning money. It's a so after you earn the money, the Allah will not tell you how to budget it. So let's start with planning and budgeting our 5k.
Yeah, okay. So in that 5k, your needs, if it is 2 naira, put it. It's 2 naira.
Because I want us to break it down in the 50-30-20
rule. Yeah. So that 20, I didn't explain what that 20. That 20 is now for investments.
Okay.
It is when you settle everything that is needed. That 20 is your true disposable income. That 20 is the only free money that you have.
The urgent.
That 20. You can now invest in instruments according to your risk appetite.
Okay.
You can't invest in a volatile instrument if you're in your 50s. You want to kill yourself. That's what it is. Honestly. So it is, you must be able to, don't just take things on face value. Don't take it because everybody's talking, it's trending, everybody is putting money here.
Don't follow the crowd
because some people can afford to lose billions. They are just playing with money. You don't have that luxury.
Mm-mm.
Don't do that. Focus on your own priorities. Focus on your financial goals. And then, you know, let everything you do align. Yes, it's okay to make mistakes once in a while. It's never perfect. But you learn from those mistakes so that you can improve and make better informed decisions. So 50 from that 5,000, you take 50% of 5,000 is 2,500. 2,500 goes to your needs, whether part of your rent or food or something, you know, maybe paying for HMO. I mean, whatever, you know, you have that covered. The 30 goes, okay, are you owing anybody? Are you this? Are you that? Then you also put money in your emergency savings. You put money in your what's it called, maybe you have targeted savings. I want to save for vacation and all that, so part of that 30 goes there. I want to see a movie. It's a want. I want to have a master's for that education. It's not a need for some people, it's a want. It's extra to allow you earn more, or maybe your job requires it. So some people just do it for in this world they say people have masters. Me too, I want to have masters. So it's a want. Define your priorities. Because somebody will call and say masters is a need. It's not a need for everybody. It's a want. I may not want to do masters, but my mom is saying do masters because me too, I want to have a child that has masters.
Oh, and your voice will kill us.
Exactly. So define it. Do you understand? And you can't be working and not take something for yourself. So go to a movie, have a lunch somewhere,
or buy your human hair, and then you can sell it
within reason. But I always say that if you must invest, if you must buy something, even as frivolous, ensure that it has value. Again, some people would argue that you're buying human hair of 300,000, that it doesn't. No, let's within reason. 300,000, it doesn't make sense. But look at it. Let's look at the math. Or let's walk back. 300,000 as against, if I buy this weave on, or 40,000, I can use it twice.
The 300K, I can use it as many times.
I can use it 6 years. I still have it.
Okay, so that's investment. You're not buying.
No. I'm not saying that's investment too. I'm saying,
some people used to say, you can say
whatever.
Your reaction.
Whatever.
I'm the only one that can say. I have calls going up and on, but my time is almost up. And I don't want drama on the course. But here's the thing that I want you to leave us with. What is financial discipline as we wrap up?
Okay.
Malik, I'm intentionally not picking. I do not want drama. So, I love you, but no, not today. Now, what is financial discipline?
Financial discipline is staying within the boundaries of your income.
Okay.
Ensuring that you apportion your income in a way that best aligns with your financial goals. You can't spend more than you're making. That's always the first rule. And to truly create lasting wealth, your expenses must always be lower than your income. Way lower than your income. Way lower. And you must understand, you must also embrace delayed gratification. You must embrace it like you're embracing a long loved cousin. Embrace it with all your chest and body.
Okay, so my time is up, and the final takeaway is so I'm actually doing all of this drama, because when you say embrace delayed gratification, it's a lot, right? With everything trying to catch your attention, the ads online, everything. See, I know how many things